Okay. Test. Hello. Am I on? Test 1, 2. Check. How about now? Am I on? No. 22, 21. Hello? Check 1, 2. Check. Oh, I'm not speaking loud enough. Got a little bit more gain. Hello? Nah, all the way up? Okay. Can anybody hear me? Oh, okay. And if you can hear me, that's good. All right, today, of course, tomorrow, we all know is Mother's Day. But I want to look at one thing in Scripture, and that's Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. And there's a command from the Lord to honor our mothers and fathers, our fathers and mothers. And it also follows that up with that it may go well with you, that you'll have a long life. That means that's good, right? It's a blessing to honor fathers and mothers. How do we honor our fathers and mothers? Wow. Anybody? Submit to their authority. What else? Respect. What else? Yes. Living an honorable life. Anything else? Loving them. Being honest. All of these things reflect on our parents. I can remember when I was in high school, and many of you probably heard the same thing, you owe your parents nothing. I mean, have anybody ever heard that? That was a thing. You don't owe your parents anything. Which is totally against Scripture about honoring them. Honor them goes beyond all the things that we just said. How about when they get old? Especially to take care and honor our parents. Now, what kind of blessings come from that? Does anybody know? You live a long life. What else? All will go well with you. What if you don't? No? Did you know that in Leviticus 19:3, it says, everyone shall revere his mother and his father. You shall keep my Sabbath, says the Lord. Right? And this is, mixes this all in there about honoring your parents. Is just like keeping his Sabbath. A lot of times we may not look at the honoring of parents as a big deal. But in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy 27. verse 16. It says, cursed is he who dishonors his father or mother, and all the people shall say amen. So if you think about those of us who may not honor their parents, you know, you invoke a curse upon yourself. And you could be going along for years and not understanding why all of these bad things are happening to you. Because God has already said, if you don't honor your parents. And honoring your parents is all of those things that we just said. Respect, listening to them, and following after what God has put in their hearts to tell you. Even some of the worst parents, by example, they may not be the right kind of person you want to follow. In most cases, guys that are just total drunks and treat people awful, they tell their children not to. They said, I don't want you doing this. I don't want you doing that. But sometimes, us as children, well, why listen to him? He's doing it. So you go out and do the same thing. And many times, some of the children look at the behavior of their parents and what they did and how they treated, how the husband and wife treated each other. And they get this, they hate their parents because they're fighting each other or the dad's beating the mom or whatever. And they never forgive. They grow up and do exactly the same thing. I mean, you can see that the thing that in that regard is to forgive and understand, and then you're released from doing the same things that you saw your parents do that weren't correct. But there's an obligation to follow what your parents say because there's a blessing that comes with that. How about someone who refuses to work? Does that honor your parents? If you're lazy, does that honor your parents? How about if your parents are dead? Can you dishonor them? How? By your behavior, what you're doing. So this follows for a long, long time. God gave us parents to direct us. And because they're in a certain position, a lot of godly things will come out of their mouths to you, each of us. Even if they're not following after the Lord, that we're to honor them by keeping their commands. There was one family in the scripture that honored their father. Anybody know of that? Remember, there was a family that honored what? That wasn't the one I was thinking about. Right. That's in Jeremiah chapter 35:18 or so. Read that whole section. These people were commanded by their father to not drink wine, not to build houses, and they followed that. As a result of that, following their father, now, is there anything wrong with the drinking wine or building houses or living instead of living in tents? But because they followed their father's direction, even though he's long dead. They're still following. That God blessed them. He had something to say about them, and that we'll look at that. That's in Jeremiah 35, 18. And above that, God was talking about Israel not following what he had said. And then he starts talking about this one family. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the command of Jonadab, your father, and kept all of his commandments, and done according to all he commanded, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab and the sons of Rechab shall not lack a man to stand before the Lord." Stand before me always. So that is a blessing. So all of God's commands, all of his scriptures, all of the things that read in the scriptures as far commandments of God, there are blessings that go with them, and there are curses that go with them. Some of us may even have in our lives and go back and ask the Lord whether or not you are actually honoring your parents in the things that you're doing. If he reveals something to you, ask for forgiveness. If your parents are still alive, ask them to forgive you for not honoring them. Okay? And that's a small thing, and most people do not even think about that. If you're going to school and your behavior in school reflects on your parents, especially your mom, most of the time, most of us will honor our mothers and pay no attention to dad. Usually on Mother's Day, and that, I think it's probably because moms get upset if you don't honor them, you don't say something. Dad's Day coming. Hi, Dad. But we are to honor both our parents. And I think as we grow up, sometimes our parents become in our sight, lack wisdom. To say it, why? Well, and that is dishonoring. You can learn a lot from your parents. Go through them and ask them questions. You may have learned some things that they don't know, but they still have wisdom. And because of the position that they're in, that God has given them authority, he has given them words to speak into your life that will keep you out of trouble. I know of some people that dishonored their parents by a simple thing of not wearing their seatbelt. And they didn't live very long in their grave today, 15, 16 years old. I had two brothers, and both of them sort of, the youngest one really got away from doing what mom and dad had taught us. And he only lived to be 17 or 18 years old. See, things like that are very important. Is to honor your parents. If your parents need, help them with everything that you have. Some people will not even take their own parents into their own house. No, mom, dad, you stay over there. I don't want you near me. You do that kind of thing, you're bringing curses upon yourself because you're dishonoring your parents. The other part of that is, as you dishonor your parents, and you also dishonor God in the fact that you're doing that. Because he's the one that gave the command. He's the one that says, honor your parents. Ultimately, you're dishonoring him because you're not following the words that he's just giving you to do. There is a connection between that and you honoring your parent, because the command came from the Lord, is to honor your parents. And it's not just with words, but it's with action. Yeshua spoke against some of the people in that day for not honoring their parents. They would take, because they knew they were supposed to honor their parents, they would give them money to the synagogue and says, it's korban. Because you could give, and then you could redeem it. You could redeem it by paying 20% of it, giving 20%. They would do that instead of honoring their parents. In other words, taking care of their parents. Even when Paul talked about widows, he was, one of the things that he said, the children should take care of their moms before they come to the congregation to help them out. We are responsible for our parents. We're responsible for their upkeep and everything else. How you perform on your job, if you're lazy, that reflects on your parents. Now, you may suffer for it or get fired, but that reflects on your parents. All of your actions that you do either brings honor to them or dishonor. Anybody has any questions or comments? About honoring parents? Yes. So you said, I didn't quite catch the last part.
Oh,
okay.
My pride, before I became a believer, pride was a huge problem between me and honoring my parents, and unforgiveness. So once I became a believer, I learned what it was not to have pride and have humility and be humble even before my parents.
Right.
And then I understood what that scripture truly meant.
Right. Yeah, she was saying that she had pride, and pride can be a terrible thing. I mean, because you're not going to listen. You got pride. You don't know what you're talking about. One of the things in honoring your parents, if your parent, you become a believer, and your parent isn't, then there's a way to approach them, still with respect. Still with love. The love that's in your heart that Yeshua has put there is not with the pride, I know and you don't. It's crying out because I want you to know the same Lord that I know. You can be more effective by showing that you have changed than by beating them over the head. You will be more effective by the love that you show them. Because then they're going to know, what happened to you? What's going on with you? And that you want them to be where you are. See, all of this is really talking about love. It's the same kind of love that you would show your neighbor. But your parents were set out in the scripture as separate. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. It can be. It really can be if you try in your own power to love someone who's treating you badly. The kind of love that we're talking about is actually the love of Yeshua, where you would prefer that you would lay down your life for someone. He laid down his life for us. And we didn't pay any attention to all of the things that he's told us to do and how to keep out of trouble, but we sinned, and he laid down his life. The kind of love we're talking about is not just, okay, hugging, whatever, but it is the love that comes from God. And only he can give you that kind of love for someone who is really cruel to you. That kind of love that says, Lord, and in circumstances like that, and probably in all circumstances, we always should say, submit to the Lord and says, Lord, how do you want me to respond to what's just happened? Do I respond quietly? Do I respond firmly? Do I say nothing? And most of the time, we always think we have to say something. We've got to respond. You don't always have to respond. Because if you allow the Lord's Spirit to just move in your heart, says, Lord, I love my parents, or whoever it is that may be treating you wrong. Says, Lord, help me. And he'll give you the help and the strength to be able to deal with that. The person may not change, but the command is to you. We're not going to be able to change our parents. The Lord has to do that. It's almost the same as husbands, lay down your life for your wives. And to the wives, he says, submit to your husband. As a husband, I can't command my wife to submit to me. It's not my job. God told her to do that. My job is to lay down my life for her. And when you start to think about that, because one of the things guys sometimes get, hey, you're supposed to submit to me. God didn't tell you to tell her or make her submit. She has to answer to God for that. And so the thing would be is, Lord, what do I need to do here? Come home and say, I expect my dinner to be ready. Here's one thing for guys. We delegate a lot of stuff to our wives. But guess who's responsible? You. You are responsible. You are responsible for the rearing of your kids. But we usually delegate that to mom. You are responsible for all of their activities. Your wife is your helper. So she helps you do this. But ultimately, it's your responsibility. If she doesn't do it, then you need to step in and do it. Because God has given the husband that responsibility. And his wife is supposed to help. And a lot of times what happens in most households, the mom takes on the whole responsibility for rearing the kids. Dad has no input or care. Okay, you take care of that. You take care of that. Nothing about direction of which way they ought to go. But that's still the responsibility that has been given to the father. He's the responsible one for that, and his wife is to help him achieve it. Now, that means she's probably there doing a lot of stuff with the kids. But he needs to know what's going on. He needs to set the pace. He needs to be the guy out front. The children need to see that dad is, and all of us are looking for him for direction. He needs to know whether they're doing well in school, or if there's some kind of problems that they're getting into with the neighbors or whatever else. He needs to be the guy out front. Wife helps, but he's responsible. So in a family that God has set up, the husband is the leader. His wife is right next to him. If he gets sick, she can fall right in there because she knows what's going on too. She's there to help him achieve what God has given them both to do. But ultimately, he's responsible. God is going to come to him. What did you do? What was your input to your family? Did your wife submit to you? Because wives don't want to submit to a guy that's going to be abusive. And he's not willing to love her and to put his things that he wants to do secondary to her. No, I want to do this. And you need to follow along behind me. She may come up and says, hey, how about such and such? I don't want to hear about that. When someone knows, wives know that their husband cares about them, that he wants the best for her, she's willing to listen. And even under those circumstances, say, honey, why don't you go do such and such? I know you like to do that. Because she's not feeling like she's left out. and that she's over here as a slave and everything else, and somebody just for your to operate under your command. And the children see this. And all of those things help us to really follow the Lord and submit to each other. Anybody else? Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, I think because your topic initially was parents and their honoring, or the children honoring their parents, but then it kind of switched to the husband and wife dynamic. And I think there's just a real common theme in that that the Lord wants me to highlight, and it's the fact that no matter how somebody treats you or doesn't treat you, that we're still all accountable to God for ourselves. And so it doesn't matter if your parent is godly or treats you properly or parented you the way that you think you should be parented or lets you do the things you think you should do or as an adult acts the way you think they should act or comes to the Lord or doesn't. But when we stand before God, we will give an account to whether we honored our parents regardless. And we cannot say as an excuse, well, something as extreme as my parent never loved me or beat me or wished I were dead, or something as minor as I just didn't like who they were, or we didn't see eye to eye. But nonetheless, we'll stand before God and give an account. Likewise, in a marriage and a dynamic there, the husband can't say, my wife didn't let me leave, she wouldn't submit to me, my children didn't listen to me, so that's why I didn't do what I was called to do. The wife can't say, well, my husband didn't love me, and he didn't take care of me, and he so I didn't do what I was supposed to do. So I think the overriding theme in the whole issue is that regardless of how we're treated or not treated in a dynamic of being married or in a whether we're the parent or the child in the situation, we all stand before God to give an account for his word and what he said. And I have one exhortation for those of us who have struggled honoring our parents for whatever reason, whether we're young or whether we're old. I think it's valuable because I'm not only been a child, but I'm also a mother and a grandmother. And if you consider the thoughts that you may have concerning your parents, as ugly or as uncomfortable as they might be, or as difficult or challenging as some people say, how would you like if your child had those thoughts? How would you feel? You know, as a parent, we don't come. handbook, and our parents, we're not always the best parents, and some do it better than others, but nobody clearly does it perfectly. However, the parents still need to be honored, and the Lord has made it one of, well, number 5 on the top 10 list, to be exact. And so God holds it to account. If there were 10 things you were going to remember, it's dead center. And so vital. And if you can't honor your parents on the earth that you can see, how can you honor the God?
Well said. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
You said a few things there that, and this is what we need to get back to. You set the boundaries. Did God set the boundaries? We need to submit to the Lord in all of these things. If you have been born of the Spirit and you love the Lord, He's going to ask you to do some things that you go, I don't want to do that. Now, you're still responsible to Him because, I'm trying to protect myself. Right? And He says, I don't want you to protect yourself. I am your protector and I'm guiding you. I can go back to some scriptures where God asked Israel to do something. And this was when they were fighting against Benjamin because of the sin that was there. And they went up. They prayed and asked God, should we go up to fight our brother Benjamin? And the Lord says, yes. They lost 20,000 men. Then later on, they came back and they prayed again. Lord, should we go up? They lost even a lot more men. Because, see, one of the things that we think is because there's pain that somehow, hey, Lord, I'm not going to do this. They asked him again. And then finally, they were successful. Whenever we run into something and it's painful, it does not mean you back away. It means you go to the Lord and says, Lord, am I doing what you want me to do? Do I go again? Look what just happened to me. Do you want me to continue? If He says continue, then continue. Because ultimately, you're going to be responsible for what He's told you to do. Even though it may be painful, uncomfortable, but again, He knows best for you and I. Now, as a part of that, yes, it's painful, but if you continue to follow what He's asking you to do, you will grow. You will get stronger. You will be able to handle even more because obviously there's something that needs to be taken care of in your life. And because God asked you to do something, I think a lot of times we have a wrong idea about when the Lord asks us to do something, that there should be no difficulty in doing it. That's not true. If you believe that, then you're not going to follow him. I'll only follow and do things that are easy for me. I'm not going to do anything that may be difficult or cause me pain. Then you're not really following the Lord. Suppose Yeshua said that. Suppose, oh, hey, dying on that cross is going to be difficult. No. Now, understand, he did cry out to his Father, if there's another way. Because it's painful. But he went ahead and obeyed anyway. So when we ask the Lord how we're supposed to approach, and this goes for anything in our lives that's difficult, he knows it's there. He probably put it there. And if he didn't put it there, you need to be able to be victorious over it. It causes all of us to grow in the Lord as we continue to seek him and want to follow the things that he's given us to do. I thought I saw another hand. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Right. So it was such a, I just was so gratified when I talked to my mom. And she was so grace and gracious. She really was. And one of the things that she had was that religiously, one of them, not everybody, but one of them, she was so religious. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. This last one, Jasmine.
Why if she hadn't been the same as my dad, I would never know things that I had to learn, you know. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important not just to love the one person you get along with. It's important to people. You
know? Hey. Amen. Okay, I think we're out of time. Go ahead. Yeah. Good. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Father, we just thank you in the name of Yeshua for your love, Lord. Lord, may each of us be very sensitive to your spirit. Lord, and follow you in all that we do and all that we say. Lord, may the words that come out of our mouth that we love you are not just words, but a willingness to follow you at all cost and to be your ambassadors, Lord, and let your spirit move upon us and how we deal with our parents and everyone else, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Thank you.